From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama has welcomed Afghan President Hamid Karzai to the White House. The visit may smooth over cracks in the relationship between both countries as the war in Afghanistan continues. President Obama says Mr. Karzai's U.S. trip comes at a good moment.
This visit's an opportunity for us to assess the progress of our shared strategy in Afghanistan and to advance the strong partnership between our two nations, one that's based on mutual interest and mutual respect.
Mr. Obama says earlier tension between him and the Afghan leader have been overstated. However, the U.S. government has made strong statements recently, particularly about corruption in the Afghan government. Afghan President Karzai delivered blistering criticism about Western interference in Afghan affairs. Britain's new Prime Minister David Cameron and Deputy Prime Minister Nicholas Clegg say they're building a new era in Britain. Cameron, a conservative, says he and Clegg, a liberal, have one single purpose.
We are announcing a new politics. A new politics where the national interest is more important than the party interest. Where cooperation wins out over confrontation. Where compromise, where give and take, where reasonable, civilized, grown-up behavior is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength.
Cameron's Conservative Party has made a power-sharing deal with Clegg's Liberal Democrats, who actually finished in third place in Britain's recent national elections. Libyan officials say terrorism did not cause the plane crash today in Tripoli. The Airbus jet was coming in for a landing in the Libyan capital when it went down. One person survived the accident, a Dutch child. Officials in the Netherlands say there were at least 61 Dutch passengers aboard the flight. The U.S. trade deficit grew 2.5% in March. It was pushed up by higher oil prices. NPR's John Itzde reports that left the gap between imports and exports at more than $40 billion.
While it showed the largest monthly trade deficit in more than a year, the March trade report also contained signs of economic recovery. Exports rose 3.2%, reflecting increased foreign purchases of things like American farm products, electric generators, and earth-moving equipment. Even the rise in imports had a silver lining. It suggests that U.S. firms are restocking inventories because they have a more positive view of the future. Also on the positive side, oil prices, the main driver of the higher March deficit, have fallen by about $10 a barrel recently. Still, the U.S. trade deficit is growing at a pace that puts it about 25% higher than last year's, and fallout from the Greek debt crisis could hurt future exports to Europe. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 66 points at 10,813. The Nasdaq is up 30 points. It's at 2406. You're listening to NPR. The Walmart Foundation says it will donate $2 billion in food and money over the next 5 years to U.S. food banks and hunger relief organizations. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The donation is believed to be the largest of its kind from a corporation to help alleviate hunger in the U.S. Most of the contributions will be in the form of food, which will be distributed from Walmart and Sam's Club sites to food banks across the country. Walmart's working with Feeding America, the nation's largest food bank network. It expects the effort will produce about 1 billion meals. The company's also donating $250 million to buy refrigerated trucks for Feeding America and to support food programs for children and other anti-hunger efforts. Last year, the Agriculture Department reported that 49 million Americans faced food shortages at some point during 2008, a big increase from the year before. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Energy company BP says the new container it dropped into the Gulf of Mexico has reached the ocean floor, but it's not on top of the gushing oil pipeline. BP says engineers are double-checking that the contraption works. It's intended to sit atop the gushing well and funnel leaking oil straight up to the surface. BP hopes that'll make it easier to collect the sludge. A first effort did not work. The National Weather Service is warning people in the Midwest more bad weather is headed their way. This includes powerful thunderstorms, wind, and possibly tornadoes. 2 days ago, several tornadoes struck central Kansas and Oklahoma, killing two people and injuring dozens more. Large hail smashed into the ground. Buildings were destroyed. There's miles of wreckage. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.